I cannot stress, it is early in the game, and we have seen just the last couple model runs continue to do a shift in track or a slight adjustments in timing, meaning this these slight adjustments make a huge difference when we're trying to forecast snowfall for any individual community across South Dakota. So it's been really hard to kind of nail down what this system's actually going to do. The precipitation looks like it'll just start, if it does start over as rain, it'll quickly transition to snow. So there is a lot of potential here for heavy snow. You know, if I would just give out numbers, a couple inches to a foot. Additionally, we have the strong winds potential with this system. We're talking about 50 mile per hour or so.